Now we're going to hear from a university student fighting for Palestine. And it's at a very timely moment. The campuses are about to go back and there is a national student strike planned on the 29th of February, which Yaz will talk more about. So Yasmin Johnson here, she's an activist from UTS. She's been a long-running activist for Palestine, part of the Students for Palestine group that exists all around the country, organizing these movements. She's also an anti-Zionist Jewish activist. Her grandparents are in the Holocaust. And she's here fighting for Palestine today. So please make her welcome, Yasmin.
Students, watch what's going on in Gaza. And we can't help think about all of those young people whose families, whose homes, and whose lives have been taken from them. How many now have been killed? How many of those lives have been lost? How many of these young people who are still alive have known nothing in their lives but the Israeli blockade and its countless bombing campaigns? How many are still buried under rubble? How many are totally alone in the world with no remaining family? How many are unable to imagine a return even to what passed for normality before October? How many have been murdered before they got to see a free Palestine? Tens of thousands too many. The people who run this world have not a single ounce of compassion or humanity. You know it when you watch Israel launching more attacks on hospitals and schools and mosques and churches and people's homes. You know it when you find out that the US and its friends like Australia are cutting funding for UNRWA for the tiny amount of aid that's getting in while a genocide is taking place. And you know it when you watch every single Labour and Liberal Party politician sitting in Parliament backing up crime after crime after crime of the Israeli government with nothing more than a little bit of hand-wringing about humanitarian law once in a while. In less than 4 months, Israel has destroyed over 390 educational institutions in Gaza. Every single school has been closed. And when they're being used as refuges for people fleeing, they have been repeatedly bombed. Not a single university is left standing. The Israeli forces recently posted videos of their destruction of Israel University in the south of Gaza City. And a university staff there said Israel had been occupying, Israel used the campus as a military base and a detention facility for months, and then they destroyed it. And they've been deliberately targeting academics, people like Dr. Rafat Al-Arir, people who are activists, who are writers, who are standing up for the freedom of Palestinians. What future will Israel leave for young people in the wake of this genocide? That's the question students here are asking. And we want our politicians to know that we don't want a future where our Prime Minister, our Foreign Minister, our Premiers and the rest of the politicians cheer on genocide. We know that these people and their friends in Israel and the US are the faces of occupation and injustice. These people are the ones who have ensured that there has been not a single day of peace in the world, any day in our lifetimes. And if these people get to keep making the decisions in the world, there will not be a day of peace. They will keep writing their history soaked in blood. Yay! Students are going to stand up to this. We want to show the supporters of this genocide that their system will not go on undisturbed. We've been doing this around the world. In the US, hundreds of students pouring out of their high schools. And in the UK this Wednesday, our students and activists and unionists will be holding days of action right at the start of their school term. In Australia last year, Students for Palestine organised two school strikes, and hundreds of high schoolers across the country walked out of their classes to demand freedom and justice. What was the response of the so-called defenders of freedom and democracy in the world? To say that high school students should, in the words of New South Wales Education Minister Prue Carr, that they should stay in their lane. Yeah. They were told by Education Minister Jason Clare